on Sunday, which would make it 26 days. Correct? But the director event starts on Saturday, and Susan and Jeffrey Combs starts on Friday, so I guess that's why it counts down. And all the Isabody prejudging, et cetera, it starts kind of before the main event. So super excited to be able to attend that family reunion in just a little over 3 weeks. It is, as I said, Tuesday, July 29th. It's Sue here in Peterborough, and I just want to welcome everyone here, both in person and in podcast land. And who would I heard somebody say they had a great share of victory that wants to step out. So let's have it.
Yeah, this is Israel from Boulder, Colorado.
Good morning.
Well, I've been in the business now for 21 months, mm-hmm. and we are in that final countdown to celebration. It's very exciting. And over the last 6 months, since New Year's kickoff, I have gotten very serious about my business. And there's an enormous amount of my team on this call every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it just excites me. And thanks to you and to Susan and to Kim and everybody and Carolyn just for the amazing resource, because it's helped me get to this incredible victory. Last year at Celebration in Las Vegas, I had one person come with me. One. And so far, I'm still trying to get more, but so far this year, I have 16 people coming.
Oh,
and that
my.
Is just incredible. I just cannot believe it. And we're trying to get more. We're aiming for 20 people, so it's very exciting. And so for all those who've been doing this a little while and thinking, just keep going, because it just gets easier, it just gets better, and, you know, it takes a little bit of time sometimes. We're not all shooting superstars, but you don't have to be. If you just be consistent and persistent, it'll all open up for you in the end. It'll all happen, and that's what I'm experiencing now, and I'm just so grateful to everybody in IsoGenics to help me get here. It's been incredible. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that share, Israel. And I'm going to just first ask that if you've just joined the call and you're on Skype or VoiceOver, if you could please mute your line. You can have a really nice line. All right. How's that? Nope, we still are getting an echo. So if you've just joined the call, could you please star six your phone line or mute your cell or mute your Skype line, please? Aha, that's much better. I just wanted to go back to Israel and say congratulations. And I just wonder, you know, you're the trainer right now, Israel. What was it? You know, you said 21 months, you went to your first celebration last year with yourself and one other person, and now you have 16 aiming for 20. You're not giving up because you've got that number in mind. What shifted for you?
You know, I've got to say it wasn't really about something shifting. It was really just about being tenacious, about having that stickability.
Right.
You can see people that come into the business like Peter Kelly, and, you know, I know there's a lot of her people on this call every morning too. And, you know, we look at people like Kane, which is Susan's new Australian person. And so you get these people that just rise up and, wow, that's amazing. And sometimes we can look at those people and go, oh, my God, I've been in the business a year. I could never do that. It's like, okay, but you don't have to do that. If you just stick to it, if you just keep chugging along, it's like, you know, the story about the train, you know, I think I can. If you just keep doing it day after day after day, it's about consistency, then eventually you're going to see the fruit come up. So it really wasn't like one thing. It was just about making that decision. I am not giving up. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And look, once you do it, you start to see the fruit come. And, you know, that really is what it's about, just to stick with it. Don't give up.
That's excellent. Thank you for that, Israel. And that's really kind of what I was going to talk about today. But let's just see if we have a couple of more shares for this morning.
Yeah, well, Lewis would like to
share. Terry.
Okay, Terry, let's start with Terry, and then we'll finish with Lewis.
Hi. First of all, I missed yesterday's call. I was on the call. I was on the. I know, and I know Susan recognized. The last movement of our team. I'm so grateful for that. In fact, today I'm bursting with gratitude. I was on a golf course yesterday, enjoying what the fruits of Isogenics actually. But but I like to echo what Israel was talking about. You know, it's all about. I mean, first of all, I think things that have happened for me are based on the team coming, being on these calls on a regular basis, listening to people like yourself and Lewis and Maura. You know, Maura isn't even financially connected to me. I can call her anytime for her wisdom. And you know, there's Camille Lawson and there's Mary Lorenzo and Ada and a whole bunch of people that all upline for me that I have realized. I read a Napoleon Hill book and it says, connect yourself with people who know more than you, who are more experienced. And that has helped so much. My sponsor, of course, Steve Bentley, who is gold. And but he's introduced me to all these other people who were up my upline, who I might not have gotten to meet if he hadn't introduced me. But he knew that the different personalities and the different learning styles were going to help me find my place. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. Israel is saying, find your own place. And I'd even take it beyond, I think I can. It's I know I am, and I know I will. And it's another mindset thing. And by the way, Sue, I had to thank you for the lovely hug that I got from you at the in Toronto. That was one of the best hugs I ever had.
Thank you, my friend.
Anyways, I'm bursting with gratitude today, and I thank all of you. And it's the beautiful thing about Isogenics is that everyone helps everyone in every way, and it's hard for others to believe it who aren't connected with this. Mm. So share.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you for that. Lewis.
Well, first of all, I want to thank both Israel and Terry. And Terry, you certainly do inspire me, and Israel does too. It's wonderful, the energy that you guys bring to this community. As you know, I've been making cold calls. Well, I'm sitting here quietly this morning at 9 a.m., and I was writing something, and my phone rings. And it was one of the realtors that I had left a message for in Nova Scotia yesterday. And so we had a very brief conversation, and I quickly told her what I tell all of them, that, you know, that I work with professionals and that this may not be for her, but if she's looking for an additional income stream, I can send her some information to look at online. And she said, sure. Got her email, and then I told her what I tell all of them. I said, before I send it, I want you to understand that this is network marketing, and if you have any negative impressions about it, just tell me, and I won't send it. And she says, no. She said, you know, I mean, network marketing, I mean, what else is there today? I said, so I wanted to make sure she really understood. I said, you know, I'm talking about multi-level marketing, right? And she said, yeah. I said, wow. I said, do you realize you're in a 1% group? She goes, no, I don't. I said, well, yeah. I said, not everybody is as open as you. She says, no, please send me the information. So this is why I'm just sitting here, right? This is like before my actual prospecting day began. It was wonderful. And one other thing is that I have written in my vision letter that I saw a particular associate with me at Celebration. He hadn't yet bought a ticket. And last night I was on the phone with him. And while we were on the phone, I also had the Facebook up, and somebody was selling a ticket. And we got him a ticket, and he's now committed to coming. So I'm excited about both those things.
No kidding. That's fantastic. What a way to start your day, and how a beautiful way to end your evening last night.
Yeah.
Living into those intentions. And wow, I love that, Lewis. So this week is our wrap-up week before we head off to Celebration as far as for the official training that we're doing. However, I believe, I haven't had this confirmed, but Kevin, you can confirm this. I believe the lines will be left open so that the community can continue to come together. But this morning I just want to go back to some of the things that were touched on yesterday. I really enjoyed the, not enjoy, but I really took away a lot from the share yesterday morning. A gentleman's name escapes me, where he shared his five intentions. And I was driving, actually Glenn and I were driving home from a weekend away and listening to that call while driving. And it just, it struck me as how clearly he had set his intentions for what he not was necessarily only going to receive, but what he was going to give while he was at the event. And it really is about that. We have to take 100% responsibility for where we are right now, both in a give and take scenario. So if your business, you know, we've reached the you know, the director deadline, now apparently the start deadline to be able to attend the start party has been extended, which is wonderful for that demographic. But, you know, where people are, some people have said, oh, I missed my target, and they've gone into almost hiding or shame or disappointment or, you know, regression, whatever that is, because they went for it and didn't reach their target. And, almost, you know, I had several coaching calls yesterday, three of them, you know, come out, you know, in my mind as I'm on the call thinking, you know, people are feeling, oh, man, you know, I at January when I attended New Year's kickoff, I said I would definitely be a Crystal Executive by Celebration. Or when I attended NYKO, I said I would definitely be a director. When I attended NYKO, I said I would definitely have grown my team to this number. Or when I went to this event, I set this intention. But we're exactly where we're meant to be because we still have lessons to learn in the process. We have to take that responsibility. Jeffrey spoke about it yesterday, is take 100% responsibility for where we are. And not to beat ourselves up over it, but just to learn from it. To look at it and say, wow, is there a skill set I have not yet acquired? Maybe it's the connecting piece. You know, maybe it's the follow-up piece. Maybe it's the getting a new person started and you don't consistently follow the eight steps. Maybe it's you've unplugged and you're not getting to enough events where the energy, the positive environment, keeps you in that mindset of being able to connect at a higher vibrational energy, higher vibrational level, that you're attracting people that you want in your team. Are you clear about, you know, the gaps in your skills that, you know, that you're looking to acquire? Have you set those intentions so that this time next year when we're facing Celebration and you've set your goals again, are you clear about what gaps are missing? Jeffrey talked about having a 12-week waiting list for coaching yesterday. Maybe that's where you're at. Maybe it's time to look to new partners, to a new coach. Like Terry so beautifully said, you know, Steve Bentley introduced him to an entire community of people that are available simply a phone call away when Terry has a question or needs some encouragement. You know, Israel surrounded himself with positive people that are available, a community. This call provides that community for many of us that are available to uplift you, to encourage you, to train you, to invite you on this journey with us. And you are where you're meant to be because there's that gap either in your belief in yourself, and most of it really comes down to belief in yourself, that you have the skills, that you have the circle of influence, that you know, you know the product the way that you want to know them, that you know how to start those introductions, you know how to do the things. Most of that is belief in yourself, and you're not, the best place to acquire that belief is to surround yourself with a lot of positive people that are going to encourage you, build you up, keep your head in the game, keep you focused. It might mean saying, you know, I've worked with this person for a while. You know, we, Glenn and I have different people we work with, and sometimes we're heavily involved and other times we're not. And sometimes he'll say, Susie, it's time for you to pull in here a little bit and I'm going to step away. Or, you know, I'm going to be working over here for a little bit and you can focus over here because right now it's your skill set that these people are looking for. Or we'll tap them into somebody else and say, listen, I don't have what you're looking for right now. But you know what would be great to do is to connect with this person or that person. You know, fill your Rolodex, so to speak, with a lot of names that you know you can reach out to in those moments of self-doubt that are going to help to build you up. So we've got that part. We had one of our coaching calls last night. Actually, Glenn was an hour away doing a one-on-three, I guess. He and one of our Isogenics partners was meeting up with a young couple, and I was here having phone coaching sessions or face-to-face, and one of the gentlemen that we spoke to, or that I spoke to, was like, I just don't know how to get I don't know how to get things started. And I said, well, do you know why you want it, first of all? What is it that you want? What would be different in your life if you really took your health to the next level? What would be different in your life if you had an extra $100, $200, $500 a month? Where would you go? Who would you be with? And he couldn't answer those questions initially. So I said to him, may I encourage you, before you even think about what you do or don't know about Isogenics, start to discover what you do and don't know about yourself and your partner. Would you be willing to stop by a travel agency and get a stack of books? Would you be willing to stop by and just ask a few of your, if you don't have a stack of magazines at home, ask a few of your friends at work if they don't mind dropping off some old magazines for you. Take them home, plan a beautiful meal with your wife, open a bottle of wine, and start making a dream board. What are some of the places that when you were a child you wanted to go? And he said, oh, my grandfather lives in Italy. I said, wow, where? What would you do when you got there? Who would you spend your time with? Would you be going on wine tours? Would you be going to cooking classes? Would you, you know, be on bike tours? What are the things that really would get you excited about travel? Where are some of the other places that you want to go? Who are some of the people that you'd like to meet? What's the giving back piece that's important to you? Who would be impacted by you making a decision to start really committing on a consistent basis to building your business, to connecting with other people that want what you want, which is optimal health and some extra money that they can do the things that they want to do with and spend the time with the people they want to spend the time with? So I just ask you, who will be impacted? I know in Israel's case, he's got 14 more people that are massively impacted by his decision to be consistent and to keep going forward in his pursuit of his dreams and goals. And that team will double, triple, quadruple, maybe even, who knows? He could set his intention for 100 people next year and not be denied, because as each person that shows up in the room sets their intention to have 5 or 10 or 20, the multiplication is incredible. They continue to stay plugged in, not letting their quote-unquote cell phone battery go dead, by staying plugged in to the podcasts and the Super Saturdays and the larger events, surrounding themselves with those positive people. Their team will grow too. If they're willing to have that stickability that he spoke about, that consistency, that never give up. Like Lewis, never give up. I have committed to making X number of phone calls a day without being attached to the outcome. So if it's 10 calls a day, 5 days a week, that's 50 more calls than Lewis was committed to making 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Do you think things are going to radically change in his business because of that commitment and that stickability and that consistency? Absolutely. And as Lewis comes on the call each day and he shares the outcomes, not all favorable, but some that are. And then he finds a few people that are willing to do the same thing that he's willing to do. He's going to have a massive explosion in his business. So looking forward, looking from this point on, that next 24 days, you can stay in focused, consistent, never give up activity. Or you can say, wow, celebration's 3 weeks down the road. I'm just going to kick back and relax. No, this is the time to dig deep, to stay in the game, to keep your head focused, to plan what's going to happen as soon as you come back from celebration. Whether you're there physically or not, is to be planning and orchestrating your game plan, your 90-day game plan. It's updating, brushing off those lists of names that you have, that some of whom you've called and some that you haven't because you pitched a tent and their head decided they probably wouldn't do it, or at the time that you wrote their name down, you didn't feel that you had enough information to pass on, or you didn't have a running mate that would sit with you and make those calls with you or do those house visits with you with those people. So it's brush off those names. Add to those names of the people that you've met over time in this business or new people that have come to mind. Look at your day planner. Get very, very clear on what times of the day or evening you're going to be spending doing income-generating activities and how much time. So there's time of day and there's length of time. It might be 15-minute intervals because you might be in a full-time job, and you get a 15-minute break. Or it might be a 30-minute lunch break. It might be your commute time. But have all of those names ready and have those times mapped out very, very clearly when you're going to be doing your income-generating activities. Map out exactly when and where you're going to be attending those regional events. There's going to be a celebration blitz tour. Not every city will have one, but there's most likely one within a 3-hour drive. Will you be there, especially if you're not at celebration? Is it in your day planner? Will you have a carload of people to attend with you? Or if it's beyond a 3 to 5 hour drive, it's not conceivable, are you going to have your own opportunity to bring people together, print out the new 90-day game plan that's going to be available, and start working through that step by step. When is your launch party booked? If you've had launch parties, one of the fellows that I chatted with last night, he said, well, I tried that, nobody showed. I said, hey, why not go out to people that you already know and say, listen, I'm practicing my skills. I have a presentation I've never done before, and I'm looking for a few people that will be honest with me and give me some really good, some feedback on how I may be able to improve my skills. Would you be able to, would you be willing to come over on such and such a night? Get 3 or 4 or 5 of your friends or family members, letting them know you're strictly practicing. And I said, set it up as though, they are your absolute best prospects. And they just might be, because they probably haven't seen your presentation before. And do you have to be perfect? No. You just have to put the information before them and allow them to make their decision. So how many launch parties do you have booked for yourself, but how many have you got booked that you're going to be helping your team with? Do you have your MITs or your Millionaire in Action, Millionaire in Training calls booked for your team? Do you have more than one? Who's invited to be on them? Are you, do you have those dates in your mind, and are the invitations going out? Do you have your registration? Are you in the Ice the Body Challenge? And if not, when will you be registering? And who's going to be your accountability partner as you go through that? What one new product have you decided that you haven't tried before that you're going to add to your order basket so that you have something new to share with your team, something new to share with your family, something new to share to get excited about? And are you already planning on how many tickets you're buying at Celebration, when they become available in the back office if you're not there? And are you already 100% committed to New Year's kickoff? Again, let's go back to consistency, stickability, determination, accountability, surrounding yourself with that positive group of people that will pour belief into you and you into them. You can't help but have your own energy vibrate higher when you are pouring greatness into other people. It'll come back to you tenfold or more. So again, going into Celebration, remember that it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to meet up with a lot of people. It's important to be present, to have your intentions that you're reading morning and night and sometimes more often before you go into the event. It's important to have that good time but not party at the expense of not being in the room. You know, like if you can be out till 4 in the morning and still sit in the event all day long and fully engage, well, kudos to you. I'm a little beyond that point. But kudos to you if that's where you want to be. But I encourage you for this, you know, 3 days of very intense training. People that have gone before us, you know, Susan and Peta and Jay and Lynn Hagedorn and the incredible people that will be on stage training for us, the science that will come out. Be alert. Be aware. Be focused. Because that could be that one little piece. It could be somebody you're walking down the hall that has the greatest impression on you or says one thing, that missing piece that you've been looking for that absolutely catapults your business forward. So on that note, I'm going to just open up the lines, see if there's any feedback, and I want to hear from a couple of people, you know. All righty.
Hey, Susan. It was just such a great timely call. Sorry for the back seat. I'm in the car going to the airport to pick my girl up. Anyway, something just came to my head, one of the last few things that you mentioned, and that was something that Simon Sinek said. I think that's how you pronounce his name. On Glenn Beck's radio show this morning. And it was an incident about how not only is it an emotional, it's not only an emotional connection that we make when we pick up things from others, whether it's that just one piece of information, but how we affect it chemically in our bodies. He related a story about being in New York and this passing by this fellow who dropped all these business papers on the ground, and he actually stopped for a second and helped him pick it up. And he said, the guy said, thank you, and he said, oh, no problem, and he went walking on. And actually what happened was that he felt so good physically about doing that, he could tell the man that he helped felt physically doing that. But then there was a third person who had seen it and had seen the action that Simon had done and physically turned to him and said, that was really great. That really made my day. And I think that's another piece to this whole thing. Like you were saying, you know, you don't know what's going to happen or what you're going to hear when you come to Celebration or if you are having a launch party because for some reason or another you can't make it to Celebration. It is just about one piece that can make a physical difference in that person's life, you know, because of the chemicals in our bodies, it's actually going to get them that's going to make a difference in their life, that's going to make them go forward with their business or the use of the product or whatever it is. So, yeah, that is so true what you said. I think taking it one step further about it being a real physical
absolutely.
You know, reaction to it is really important.
Absolutely. It's in that yeah, the neurons fire differently. We can barely hear you. All right. Thank you for that share, MJ. Is there anyone else that would like to share? Well, in keeping with summer hours, it's 10:32, and I look forward to hearing many of you on the call tomorrow when we have the lovely Carolyn Rodriguez joining us. Go out and make it one of your best days ever, guys.